Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today are called mostly steady, but there are some mixed undertones seen. Terminals are called mostly steady with tops from $37 to $42. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $37. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, February 19th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,569. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $60.47. The weighted average, $56.24, a loss of 14 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.25 to $45.83, and the weighted average was $44.43. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $20,165. The base price range was $48 to $62.50. The weighted average was $59.55, a gain of $1.20 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34 to $46.50, and the weighted average was $44.89. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. First off, a look at some of the snow totals from around the area. The highest amount I can find from some of the cooperative observers was a 3-inch total in the Hoopston area, 2 inches down in Seidel, 2.5 for Ogden, lesser amounts all the way down to trace amounts in Flora and Calhoun. And to the north, looks like areas around Galesburg and Havana picked up a trace. Here at the WILL studios, we picked up almost 1.5 inches of fresh snow, and that fell before the temperatures took a tumble. We're all the way down to 11 degrees right now, and bitter cold conditions occurred in the northwestern Corn Belt this morning. Lows dropping below 30 degrees Fahrenheit in the Red River Basin of the north. Lows in the negative teens occurred as far south as northern Iowa, and the 0-degree line extending into east central Nebraska, northernmost Missouri, and southern Wisconsin. And that report came before the below zero temperatures moved into northern Illinois. Snowfall accumulation in portions of Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, again, mostly 1 to 2 inches, locally more in Michigan near Lake Michigan, where they will see some lake effect snows as much as 5 inches of snow across northern Indiana and lake effect snow belt, lake effect snow belt areas will be impacted as far as travel goes. The cold will continue to put some stress on the livestock across the upper Midwest, and most of the precipitation light enough to allow river and stream flow to gradually recede. However, ice jams are likely as the weather warms, and some additional flooding is also possible over the next couple of weeks in the Midwest. Light snow will come to an end today across portions of Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, and then widespread, mostly light precipitation will fall into the lower Midwest tonight and Friday. Most of the precipitation will be snow with some sleet-freezing rain and rain in the Ohio River Valley and southern areas. Snowfall amounts from Kansas to Ohio, again, looking at a mostly 1 to 3 inch locally amount, locally heavier amounts up to 6 inches. Moisture totals between around 1/4 inch up to 2/3 inch from central Missouri into southern Ohio. The next storm system will bring snow to much of the lower Midwest Monday into Tuesday. Snow showers expected in northern regions, and another storm system will bring widespread precipitation to the region February 28th through March 1st as a very active weather pattern continues across the Midwest. The southeastern states will also get some precipitation in the drought area. They will pick up some much-needed precipitation. Yesterday was mostly dry with temperatures in the 50s and 60s, some 40s in the northern Delta. Lows this morning were in the 30s, some 20s. Showers and thunderstorms will bring widespread rain to the Delta tonight through Friday, and southeastern states Thursday through Saturday. Rainfall totals in the Delta will be anywhere between 3/4 inch up to 1.5 inches, and some local areas picking up in excess of 2 inches. Northern third of the Delta will be graced with lesser amounts, anywhere between a quarter and three-quarters of an inch, and some local amounts up to an inch. Southeastern states, three-quarters to an inch and a half, and again, some local amounts over 2 inches. Next disturbance expected in the Delta in the southeastern states early next week, weaker than the computer models yesterday were indicating, with scattered showers affecting the Delta and southeast Monday into Tuesday. Rainfall coverage expected to be around 50% with up to a half inch of moisture and a few totals in excess of a half inch. Quickly looking at an area we haven't talked about much lately in China, precipitation yesterday limited to a few light showers from Yunnan into the far southern Sichuan area. Most of China will continue to see dry conditions through the end of the work week, with the exception being a few light showers in the southwestern portion of the country and light snow showers or maybe a few snow showers in the Heilongjiang area. No threatening cold is expected to impact the winter crop areas of the northern China plain over the next 7 days. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is just around the corner. We'll see you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 4th. Registration kicks off at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. Among the speakers, Dan Bossi of AgResource in Chicago and Glenn Ring of Glenn Ring Enterprises in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Full details are on our website at willag.org. The 2008 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, the Andersons, and Cargill. In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 10.86 and three quarters, up 2 1/4, last trade unchanged. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10.42, up 6, last trade down 3 3/4. July, 9.58 and three quarters, down 1, last trade down 1/4. March corn opened at 5.20, unchanged, last trade up 1. July, 5.44, down 1/4, last trade up 1/4. December, 5.44 and 3/4, down 1/4, last trade up 3/4. December of 2009, 5.13, down 1/2, last trade up 1/2. March beans opened at $14 and 3/4, up 2 1/4, last trade down 3 1/4. July, 14.32 up 2, last trade down 6 1/4. November, 13.59 down 1 1/2, last trade up 1 1/2. March soybean meal opened at 3.62 up 30, last trade unchanged. March soybean oil opened at 60.21 unchanged, last trade down 37. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Vince Renneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave.
The overnight trade was a little bit softer, I suppose. Follow through off the opening bell might be expected today?
Yeah, you know, when you look at that, I think that's where a lot of us look for some sort of indication as to how things might open this morning. And really, you know, one has to comment right off the bat that normal is pretty much out the window right now, because most of us know this, most listeners know this, but you know, the bottom line is that with corn posting a new high close yesterday and beans in uncharted water and wheat doing what it's doing, I mean, you know, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Chicago all included there, you know, normal's out the window, like I said, Dave. So
why don't you tell me what these prices are doing? I mean, we're in the third week of February now, as it relates to crop insurance and potentially how the month ends up.
Sure, sure. Well, obviously, you know, as we look at the positives that that crop insurance and the markets right now bring to the table, and that is that, you know, our February averages, which build those guarantees under crop insurance, those things, you know, are nearly complete. I shouldn't say near. They're, what, two-thirds of the way complete. So that's good, and so far our averages are staying, you know, right near that 5.30 area on corn, and, you know, on beans we're in excess of $13, or right close to, you know, right close to that mark. So those things are really really good numbers that we can look at guaranteeing. You know, when you compare that with, or when you compile that with your yields and or the county yields, you know, those guarantees really do look nice, and it's certainly a good backstop to your marketing program. And so, you know, some of the things that likely will be talked about at the year all day outlook will be exactly what I just was talking about, and that is crop insurance, not just the marketing side of it, but also the logistics side of it too. And so, you know, markets are great and risky too at the same time. The markets that we have right now, you know, look really good. The prices are high, all-time highs, and as I said earlier, in beans, you know, corn right there, not too far behind them. And the important thing is to recognize how can we turn that into dollars in a farmer's pocket. And those are the things that a person has to be focused on right now, because greed can grab hold pretty easily.
Thank you very much, Vince.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at willoag.org.